NMLS number 2675679.
And now a quick update from Sievers Equipment Company. Recently, Sievers added a new location to its network of dealerships in Jerseyville, Illinois, featuring Case IH and their many ag brands, as well as Kubota, including all of its construction-grade equipment. Sievers also added brands like Polaris and Ferris to its quality brand options in Jerseyville. Call or visit a Sievers location and schedule a demo with a sales rep today. Quality products, service, and people for over 45 years, SieversEquipment.com. Right now at Sievers Equipment and JCB of St. Louis, get huge savings and financing opportunities on all brands and select products like Case IH, Kubota, JCB, and Exmark. If you're in the market for new or used ag equipment, tractors big or small, construction equipment, or commercial-grade turf management products, call or visit a Sievers location or JCB of St. Louis. Quality products, service, and people for over 45 years. Sievers Equipment.com or jcbofstl.com.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
America's banks make the American dream come true. Banks of all sizes help us buy our first homes and grow the businesses that create jobs. But they could be doing even more if Washington would fix the rules that are limiting responsible lending to families and small businesses. We can change that while sustaining the important progress we've made. Tell your senators to unleash the economy's potential by passing common sense regulatory reform. Let's give everyone the opportunity to live the American dream. This message is brought to you by the Fund for Economic Growth.
Does getting something flavorful and balanced on the table feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of meal planning so you can save time and have fun cooking and eating. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing and delicious menu. Then, let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple 30-minute recipes that require minimal cleanup and cost less than $10 a meal. Go to HelloFresh.com/Emerald to get $30 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/Emerald.
It's a newsboy strike guarantee to make headlines. The Muni premiere of Newsies now through the 13th. Sponsored by BMO Harris Bank. Tickets available at Muni.org or at the Muni box office.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
the eggs over easy in my crispy bacon.
The August 10th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. Boy, do I have some, and I've already mentioned it a couple of times, but some very, what I think a lot of you will find exciting news about something they're going to introduce in, four more days or so. It's called Lipo Melt. No, it's not like that liposuction, that brutal looking thing where they run a big tube in you and jam it around, suck the fat out. This is not like that. This is different. MD Health and Wellness will talk, but first,
hey!
At the control board. And he will continue to be at the control board, wherever that control board may be. It's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to retire, that's the perfect time to talk to Mark and Jason. They can cover all of your investment options. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
You know, speaking of chicks, there's nothing they dig more than a guy in a band. Mm-hmm. And we have a guy in a band right here. His name is Dan Strauss. He's with the Saturn 7 folk band, and he's in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody. It's the Seventh Planet Band.
All right, I was close.
Yes, you were close.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Hebe will be going with us after the 14th of September. He knows our habits. He knows our routes. Security is so important when you're, you know, as famous as we are. And to protect three people, I don't know how anybody else can do it. Hebe will be there. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And yes, Rat Boy, you will be going with us. Hang on.
Can you take what? Cheese.
Yes, you can take your cheese. We have a cheese cooler, and he wants to make sure that goes. No, that's ours. That's our property. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limprecht and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Sit down. You're rocking the boat. That was a song. Old song. Thank you. Please be seated. Thank you. We are brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. I lost 35 pounds. If you've never seen my before and after pictures, you should. I'll tell you where you can see them. You go into MD Health and Wellness, and I feel like, though, you know when you go in a store and you see a cardboard cutout of Terry Bradshaw or something by a stack of beer, you know, special? I kind of feel like that when I go in there because I see my own before and after. And I'm glad that they make me look at it when I go in, and I'm glad other people see it, because I made up an expression. I was in high school. A picture is worth a thousand words. And it took off like wildfire. That's a true story. It's mine. And it's true. You'll see my former stomach, and then my stomach after 35 pounds had been tossed away. So that's a lot of weight. I know there are people who have more. Whoever you are out there, I know you went in there at 514 pounds. Good for you, man. I hope I'm able to hear from you and you keep me posted on how you're doing. Well, now MD Health and Wellness, in a matter of less than a week, I think, if all goes well, will be offering LipoMelt. This is a doctor-supervised melt fat away program. It's a standalone program, meaning if you want to tie it into some other diet program, you can, or you just do this. Now, this is it's an opportunity. It's a way to take inches off the areas that were resistant to the diet and exercise. In other words, you work out like crazy, you lost weight, but you still got the underarm flabby thing or the turkey neck thing, or that pooch, you know, that still little overhang over the belt. That's what this is so effective at. And it's so simple. It sounds like it couldn't be, you know, the expression sounds too good to be true. It probably is too good. But no, it's not. It takes 20 minutes. I'm going to have it done. I'm having it done next week because I want to experience this thing, because I do have still a little bit of a around the waist thing I'd like to get rid of. It's painless. Many patients see same day results. Now, I will tell you that I don't think anybody's going to get the job done in one treatment, but the treatment is for me to experience it, because I want to be able to tell you I did it. It is painless. You'll walk out of there and you'll feel when they do it, a warm sensation, I understand, and you can nap during it. As I said, it's 20 minutes. It's safe. There are no side effects. Zero. And right after it, you get up and go to work or go home or whatever you want to do. I'm looking forward to having it done. And now here's what's really big, but I'm not going to be able to say this for much longer. I'm almost sorry that it's this late in the day, because if it were earlier, their phones would melt. Because I'm going to ask you to call MD Health and Wellness, get on the appointment list for one free, no charge, LipoMelt. Just so you can see how simple this is, and then you'll decide whether or not you want to do the four or five or six. It just depends on what you need done. but it's not done in one treatment. But at least you'll get an idea of what's going on. So there's no charge. But they can't do that for everybody indefinitely. So lucky you, your AM and the PM, you call MD Health and Wellness, make an appointment. I would do it first thing tomorrow morning. All right? I mean, don't say I didn't give you plenty of time to take care of this. MD Health and Wellness. Now, if you want the number, I can give it to you. Hopefully, you'll remember it. 314-770-2334. 314-770-2334. Or M, they're in Bridgeton, by the way, mdhealthwellness.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, oh, yeah. Fargo, Minnesota, that Buffalo, Toronto.
All right, let's go check in with a man who, he hasn't been everywhere, but he's working on it. His name is Bill Cleveland. He has a website, billontheroad.com. He's a modern-day Charles Kuralt. If you're 50 or over, you remember Charles Kuralt. Well, his name is Bill Cleveland. He's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And for several good reasons, give it up for Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Bill.
Oh, man, it's a great day. I just found out about an hour ago, I'm the newest member of the Society of American Travel Writers.
Liar.
SATW. Do you
Liar.
Know what that is?
No.
You probably have never heard of it.
No.
It's a very prestigious organization for travel writers, and so I'm very excited. Yes, you have to be. Yeah, it's a pretty cool deal for me.
So not just anybody excited. Could get in. I couldn't just call and go, I'd like to be in that.
Correct, yeah. You have to fill out an application, and you have to submit stuff, and then you have to have people that vouch for you. And but, yeah, really cool. So that started
good
today.
For you.
Now, thank you very much. So,
traveling and writing thing, really, really, are you still even going to talk to us? Will you still be on with us?
No.
I like an honest person.
Of course.
It's going to be refreshing to be around honest people. Yeah,
of course I will. So you would have been in heaven last night, Frank. I know you don't have a Facebook page, but maybe you can pop on somebody else's and look at this. So
I do. I do have a Facebook page. It's under fake name.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So in Little Rock, Arkansas, that's where I am now. I'm doing some book tour stuff. And so last night, I think I may have told you this on the air last night. So the people in Little Rock, the folks that run the convention and visitors, Bureau, they lit up the bridges last night, red, white, and blue, in honor of the 100 Things to Do in America book title. But Frank, I wish you could have been here. So you are like me. You like things that light up, right? I mean, you like lights. I know you like things like that.
I do.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So this guy, he controls the bridge lights on his phone. He's got like an app.
All right.
And so they did the things red, white, and blue. It was really cool. We did our video. But then this gentleman and I, we walked up on the bridge, and this guy says, "Watch this." So he just would ask random people. He'd say, "Ma'am, how you doing? What's your favorite color?" And this first lady, she just looked at him and said, "Pink." And like in 2 seconds, the whole bridge turns pink.
Oh, I got to get one
it
of those.
Really
first,
cool.
I got to get a bridge. I like
you got to get a bridge.
Yeah.
So if anybody hasn't seen the video, it's on my Bill on the Road Facebook page. So today I'm telling you about a place in Little Rock. I'm excited to go there tomorrow. I've never actually been inside this place, but it's Central High School, Little Rock Central High School. Why is that important? Anyone know?
Why is that important? I don't know.
Is it where Bill Clinton went to school?
It is not. All right, so Little Rock Central High School. So have you heard of the Little Rock Nine before?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, we're going to give you a quick history lesson here. So the Little Rock Nine, these are the first nine African-American students that went into a desegregated high school.
Wow.
And so it happened right here in Little Rock, Arkansas. Now, you can't normally take tours of the high school because it's still a high school. People are still going to school there. There's a museum right across the street that sort of lays out everything that happened. This was a huge, huge deal.
Oh, no, this is no different than Meredith Wilson going in and walking in the door of the college down in Alabama. It's a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you watch the videos...
I think his name was Meredith Wilson.
The news videos from that day, I'm telling you, it's disgusting.
Yeah, no, it is.
To watch the way that white Americans were treating these. I mean, these were kids. These were just like freshman high school kids trying to go to school, and the things that they had to hear and to walk through. Eisenhower sent troops to protect them to get into the school and to make sure that it all went down smoothly. It's really unbelievable.
James Meredith was the college guy.
Okay.
And it's called Little Rock Nine. Is it because there were nine kids or because they were in ninth grade?
There were nine kids, and they're actually all still alive. They still do stuff. They have a foundation now. They travel around and they speak. There's a big anniversary coming up. It was September 25th, 1957 is when that went
little
down.
Known fact, one of the little white kids was a German kid, and they said, you want these black kids here? And he went, nine.
Oh,
and
man.
That's part,
oh,
also goodness. Part of why. Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Well, I wouldn't have done that.
Racial hammer.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, my goodness.
International racial humor.
Yeah, international.
Yeah. So you can tour. You can't tour the high school. You can drive by the high school, but you can't go inside usually. But they do have a really cool museum run by, I guess it's the National Park Service, right across the street. It's definitely worth checking out. Those are some types of things that, you know, it's ugly. It's an awful part of our history, but it's important to learn and go and see those. So those mistakes aren't made again in the future. So Little Rock Central High School. If you want more, you can go to BillOnTheRoad.com. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on the Big 550 KTX.
There you go, Bill. Thank you.
Have a good day. See ya.
Man, think of the places that guy has taken us. And we've never left the room. You want a bonus joke?
Well, sure.
All right, here we go. It's a quick one. Hillary Clinton calls President Trump. He takes the call. She says, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg just died. I would like to take her place. He says, well, it's okay with me if it's okay with the funeral home. Thank you, Dan. He would say that. And now, a morality lesson. Let's talk for just a moment. Not funny, but it needs to be done at some point. Let's talk about lying, okay? That actually is, it has to do with one of the reasons that I'm leaving here. And that's all I will say. I will never give up names. I will never promote another station with this station's transmitter. But I will tell you that it was a couple of lies that were confirmed to, and they were told to me. And I can't deal with that. So let's talk about lying for a minute. Here's the problem. When you're a liar, you can't stop lying. Because you have to lie to cover the lie. In other words, I understand that you told him a lie. Is that true? No, that's a lie. That's two lies. Now, is there a difference? And this was a serious, sensitive issue and matter that was lied about. Is there a difference between, well, it's just a white lie. A lie is a lie. No, I don't believe that. I do believe there are levels, and I'm going to give you an example. Santa Claus. That's all I'm going to say, because there may be some kids listening. All they heard me say was Santa Claus, but you know what I mean by that. I'll give you another example. I've lied, okay? I'd like to think that for the rest of my life, I'm not going to lie. Well, you know, the opposite of white is black, the worst kind of lie. And here's an example of one time when I know I lied. Years ago, I was visiting somebody in the hospital. I don't remember who it was. It could have been somebody in my family. I don't know. But I do remember that I'm walking down the hall, and when you look in hospital rooms, it's common to see cards and balloons and flowers, you know, and there's one old lady, and there was nothing. There were no cards that I could see. There were no flowers. There were no balloons. It's just she's lying in bed, and she's old. And so I just stopped, and I stepped in, and I just said, so how are you feeling today? And she looked at me, and she said, Ronnie. Oh, my goodness, Ronnie. She says, I knew you would come. I knew it. She says, I kept telling the nurses, my son, Ronnie, he'll come see me. And I said, Mom, how do you feel? Now, I'm not Ronnie. So I played along. Technically, that's a lie. I'll never feel bad about it. And she asked me how, I don't remember the name of Ronnie's wife. How's Kathy and the kids? I said, they're great. They miss you. I hope they're coming. I said, you can count on it. And she said, well, I kept telling the nurses, I'll tell you who's my boy Ronnie, he'll be here. He'll be here anytime. And she said, how's the job? I said, it's great, Mom. It's great. And I said, I love you. I love you, Mom. And we said goodbye. It was obvious this woman had dementia, Alzheimer's or something. And when she said, oh, Ronnie, I'm so... I could tell it made her happy. I'm not going to look at her and go, I'm not Ronnie. What's the matter with you? What are you talking about? So there are degrees. So let me just say this to you. If you're a liar, you can stop it. It takes some balls, but you can stop it. You can say, yeah, I lied. I feel so horrible, but I lied to you. But not everybody is capable of doing that. And sometimes there's a price to pay for that. So think about that. And maybe you're a liar and you don't even know you're a liar, but I don't think that's possible. I think you know when you're a liar. So there is our little thought for the day. Now, do we have time? Let's make time. We have a listener. What's this guy's name? Do you remember? Randy. Randy. He wrote a Total Eclipse song. And I'm going to tell you something. It's good.
Well, really?
In a minute and a half, you'll get the gist of it, because the last 30 seconds is like repeat of the chorus. So this is a typical example of how brilliant our listeners are. Here is Randy. Randy, boy, I hope I got your name right. I forgot to write it down. Total Eclipse of the Sun. Here we go.
Coming, folks all around are humming. An eerie moon will cover the sky. For just a few short moments, all of your world will darken. Our moon will shroud the mighty sun on high. It's a total eclipse, total eclipse. It's a total eclipse of the sun. It's a total eclipse. Could this be the apocalypse? Historical glimpse of the sun. It's a total eclipse of the sun.
That's enough. I've heard enough. All right, all the chairs are turned around.
Wow.
Look at Dan. Dan's like Simon Cowell over here.
That was good.
Sign him up. I think he does this quite a bit. He has a website. Randy, that was, and I told him, I emailed him, I said, 95% of the stuff we get, the people, hey, listen to whatever, it's crap. That was really well done.
Yeah,
ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
There's a woman in the supermarket, and she's following a grandfather, and the kid is obviously, he's obviously this little kid's grandpa, and this kid is a monster. This kid is behaving so badly. He's got his, you know, he's grabbing everything off the shelves. He's knocking things down. Grandpa's having to put them back. He's screaming, lie down, kicks, throws a tantrum. And she hears Grandpa say, Bubba, Bubba, now take it easy. We're not going to be in here that much longer. Come on. Come on, Bubba. Take it easy. And the boy has another outburst. And she hears the grandpa say, it's okay, Bubba. It'll just be a couple more minutes and we'll be out of here. Come on, hang in there. Hang in there, Bubba. At the checkout, this little monster starts throwing items out of the shopping cart. And grandpa goes and apologizes to the cashier. And in a very calm voice says, Bubba, Bubba, come on now, relax. Don't be upset. We're going to be home in 5 minutes, Bubba. So as he's leaving, she follows him outside. This woman is loading groceries in the car, and she says, I got to tell you, this is none of my business. I don't know you, but I can tell you something. I don't know how you did it. That whole time, you were calm. You kept your composure. No matter how loud that kid got and disruptive, you just kept saying calmly, little Bubba, so we'll be home soon. I'll tell you something, little Bubba is very lucky to have you as a grandpa. He says, well, thank you, but that's my name. I'm Bubba. That little bastard's name is Larry.
All right, let's get a check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
They're still working with that accident on eastbound Highway 70 at the Earth City Expressway. Two far right lanes are blocked, and those are the two acceleration ramps from the expressway onto south and northbound Highway 270. You're getting a backup to the Blanchet Bridge. You're still running slow from Gravois Bluffs on southbound 141 to Fiedler Lane. They did clear that earlier accident. You have a stall that's blocking the right lane on eastbound Highway 44 before the Merrimack River Bridge, backing things up west of Bowles. We do have eastbound baseball traffic coming in now, early game. Eastbound 40, stop and go. It's from Mason all the way in through Big Bend. And on eastbound Highway 270, you're jamming up at McDonald through Washington Elizabeth. And this traffic report brought to you by Boost Mobile. Switch to Boost and get two lines with 3 gigs of 4G LTE data per line for only $50. Plus, get up to 2 free LG X power phones. Boost makes it easy to switch, and switching makes it easy to save. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Station promo.
Out of my way.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Listen to this.
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
Hi, I'm Ken from Ram Roofing and Windows. Are you looking for replacement windows this summer? If you are, you should know that Pella windows are the best and most energy efficient windows on the market. Pella windows are Energy Star rated in all 50 states and come with a lifetime warranty on all of their products. Well, Ram Roofing and Windows is an official Pella window contractor. What does that mean for you? That means we get special pricing from Pella and we pass those savings down to you. In addition, we will not send a pushy, high-pressure salesman only interested in making the sale and getting a commission. Instead, I will personally visit with you, give you a free no-obligation proposal. Since we are not paying a commission, we also pass those savings down to you. Nobody can beat our prices on Pella windows and doors. Give us a call today, 314-726-7663. That's 726-7663, and see how affordable Pella windows can be for your home. That's 726-7663. Ram Roofing and Windows.
So check it out, man. What do you think of my backyard?
It's all dirt and weeds.
Just envision it. I can see it now. A smoker over there, maybe spa right here, and then we'll put a brand new patio table and chairs right there. Huh?
I think what you see is a mirage.
No way, man. It's an oasis.
At Aspen Spas of St. Louis, they want you to see your yard as an oasis and for you to be able to enjoy every moment spent in it. Aspen Spas is St. Louis's only spa manufacturer designed and built right here in the heart of St. Louis. Go to AspenSpaOfSTL.com or head to their manufacturing plant and showroom located on McCree just off Kings Highway and 44. Not only do they have spas, but everything you need to turn your backyard into your oasis. Top quality American patio furniture from trusted brands and barbecue grills from leaders in the industry like Big Green Egg, Green Mountain Grills, Saber, and The Good One. Make your backyard dreams a reality and go to Aspen Spas today or find them at AspenSpaOfSTL.com.
Acme Homeowners Insurance, how can I help you?
My air conditioner broke down. I need to make a claim.
Oh, I'm sorry, but your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover air conditioner breakdowns.
What does it cover?
Home damage from things like lightning, meteors, even a fire-breathing dragon.
A dragon?
Yes, even a fire-breathing one.
But not my air conditioner.
Sorry.
But his air conditioner could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield. Plus major components of 20 other home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-600-3168. Homeowners insurance can cover what might happen. But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the washer won't work.
Be sure with the Shield. American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-600-3168. That's 1-800-600-3168. 1-800-600-3168.
It's time to think about going back to school. And for most college-bound students, that means shopping. Shopping for dorm room essentials needed for everyday life away from home. Yet for a number of area students, this can be a struggle. So how can you help? Join us and your friends at American Eagle Credit Union Foundation as they collect dorm room essentials needed for a successful college year. Items like sheets, towels, pillows, extension cords, and flash drives. Drop off your donations at any of the 12 area American Eagle Credit Union locations anytime between now and Saturday, August 12th. Your donations will be distributed to area in-need college students, and a complete list of items for the American Eagle Credit Union Foundation Dorm Essentials Drive can be found on their website at ameaglecu.org. This is another way that American Eagle Credit Union is giving back to the community. To find out more, ameaglecu.org.
Frederick Roofing, wherever you live, from Armagut to Ellisville to Pear and Jennings, O'Fallon to Overland, wherever you live, Maryland Heights to Manchester, the name you know, Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. roof or a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing.
St. Louis, Missouri, 314-645-2000.
Frederick is the gold standard for roofing, and perhaps priced a bit lower than other bonded and insured roofers. When you invest money into fixing a hole in your roof or putting on a whole new roof, you want the peace of mind that you'll get only with Frederick Roofing. Plus, you can always depend on an immaculate cleanup when the job has been completed by Frederick's own licensed and insured crews.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing.
Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
Four. Can we play through? I'm Florissant Mayor Tom Schneider. We love our beautiful, safe, historic city just minutes from Lambert, never far from the action. For 20 years, Florissant's one of the few towns with a championship 18-hole golf course. Experience public golf at its finest at Florissant Golf Club, where our greens are as good as any private club. Our friendly Florissant Golf Club staff will welcome you as a special guest, and our rolling terrain and interesting layout challenges every skill level with fun holes to play again and again. Call 741-7444 or visit FlorissantGolfClub.com. Great shot, partner.
Oftentimes, people ask me, why Menino's Market in Cottonville? Well, I'll tell you. The quality food, better prices than the chain stores, homemade pies, homemade bread, homemade sausages, homemade brats, best grade of meat, custom order your meat from the butcher on site, local produce from area farmers, great customer service, and if you're planning a barbecue, the place you want to go, Menino's. Just some of the reasons why I go there almost every day. Menino's Market in Cottonville. Meninosmarket.com.
From ABC and Dove Men's Deodorant, Shark Tank. Tank of toughness.
To be a shark, you gotta swim like one.
You're out of your mind for not taking his offer.
When sharks talk deals, no matter what they recommend, it can get a little heated.
25 times cash flow for a tchotchke company. I can't watch you kill money that way.
One thing not up for debate, did you know that 91% of guys that use new Dove Men & Care antiperspirant recommend it? So if you're heading to the gym right now, pick up some on the way and watch Shark Tank. Fridays at 9, 8 Central on ABC.
Everything. Mike Evans told me he can't be on today. I forgot to tell you.
Oh, okay.
This one's on me.
That's right. He he said he thought
yesterday
he would
it was
be...
up in the air. It was going to be.
Yeah.
Well, now we just lost all our listeners because he's.
Oh,
here's what
man.
We can do, folks. Here's what we can do. We got 10 minutes. I don't have any plans. You guys have any plans?
No.
Let's take some calls. Here we go. Most cell phones. About anything, most cell phones, star, KTRS, which is star 5877. Other phones, Other phones or those cell phones where that didn't work, try this, 314-969-KTRS, or 888-550-KTRS. I'm sorry, it threw me off there, because Dan talks so loud that through the glass he's behind and through my headphones, I can still hear him. He does that every once in a while. I'm looking here. Oh, you know what? Okay, well, they're all lit, so let's just take them. I was going to mention something. I can save it. Let me talk to Gary. Gary, how are you?
Fine, Frank. How is the game?
Let me check. How you doing?
Good, Gary.
Dan, how are you doing? Gary wants to know.
All right.
You're doing fine.
I'm doing fine.
We're all fine, Gary.
AM in the PM.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. What's going on?
Well, my dad, years and years, for collected albums and stuff. Well, he passed away in 2007. And my mom still has all these albums.
Mm-hmm.
So I just down there the other weekend, and like I told Dan, I've been trying to call through. I got a backup for you. I was going through the albums, and I got Bobby Gentry's greatest hits for you.
Oh, Peon, you're drooling.
Oh, my goodness. That's so great.
I'm telling you.
Wow.
That's great, Gary.
Peon wants
to... No, I'm serious about it. I'd like to drop it off at the station for you.
Gary... Don't do it. Beyond's here. He'll try to kill you. He hates that song.
I'll be here September 18th, right out front. You can deliver it, and I will take it and take good care of it.
Gary, you know what? That's a very nice thought. Thank you, but we'll pass. But that's nice. That's very nice, and we appreciate it. And at least Peon had to listen to the name Bobby Gentry again. He hates it, but thank you.
Well, I really hate to see you guys go. I'm going to be watching, and wherever you go, I'll be following you.
That's all we need to hear. Thank you.
AM and the PM.
Thank you, Gary. Hallelujah. Greatest hits. How many can there be on?
Really?
Was that three cuts?
Bobby Gentry
cuts?
Having greatest
Bobby
hits.
Bobby Gentry's greatest hits. And this would be Tim. Tim, how are you?
Frank, I'm great. I'm AM and PM.
Well, hallelujah. A million people probably are. What can we do for you?
Oh, I was going to say, with when you were in school with the rubber deal and everything, I was saying when we were in school, if you got the guts, I got the nuts.
Is that what you said?
Well, I didn't say it, but...
No, you would never say anything like that.
But, I mean, I would just say, with sayings, when you're in 8th, 9th grade, that's maybe 7th grade.
Yeah, you would do
that. That's what you said.
You would say a lot of things like that when you're in 7th, 8th, or 9th grade, but you just said it now. And how old are you now, Tim?
54 years old. I'm sorry, Frank.
No, don't be sorry. You're perfect for us. We still think the same things are funny we thought in the seventh grade were funny. So you're perfect. You're one of us.
Well, thank God for that. I try to believe my girlfriend thinks I'm still one of us.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes some of the things I say, she looks at me kind of funny.
Well,
and I worry about that.
No, I've been dealing with that for 46 years. Get used to it. Don't worry about it. Women, they don't get it sometimes, why we think things are funny.
Well, one of these days, I'm going to have to call the problem solvers to fix that problem.
Well, the problem solvers will be ready for you. Thank you, Tim.
All right, thank you, Frank.
All right, buddy. This next name has become one of my favorite names, thanks to Kristen Wiig, one of the funniest people on the planet. Kristen, how are you?
I'm great, Frank. How are you?
Terrific. What can we do for you?
Well, tell me first, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you perfectly.
Last time I called in, you said it sounded like I had a sock in my mouth.
Well, it doesn't sound that way now. You sound great.
A what in your mouth?
A sock. Yeah.
A sock.
He's trying to be dirty. Ignore
him. I couldn't hear.
What can we do for you, Kristen?
Everyone's talking about the eclipse and glasses.
I'm not.
So this is my question. And everyone's talking about the kids not going to school for the safety. Has anyone ever talked about, like, the pets? Like, if the dogs are going to, or the cats or anything, or wild animals, can it hurt them?
If they look up?
No, but what we talked about was it's going to confuse the possums and the things that come out at night. They're going to go, okay. Our raccoons are going to go, let's go raid the trash can. And then all of a sudden they go, wait a minute, the sun's coming back.
I bet animals over the years have evolved to not look at the regular sun, so I don't think that they would, on an eclipse day, just all of a sudden look up.
What would be the difference?
Yeah, I think
he's got a point there.
I guess.
Yeah.
But don't we not look at the regular sun?
Here's what I don't get. If the eclipse blocks out the sun, what do you need glasses for? It's blocked out. I don't get it.
Yeah. I know.
I seriously don't get that. Kristen, you can call anytime.
And there are...
All right. Thanks, Frank.
It's the UV rays, I think.
Yeah, the UVs. But they are saying... And you even need, if you want to take a picture with your phone or your camera, you need a special filter on that because it will damage...
Okay.
Damage the phone?
Yes. It'll damage the picture, the camera in the
if
phone.
If I were a camera manufacturer, I'd say, nah, go ahead and take it. And then people break their cameras and have to get a new one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not going to be taking... And here's why. There'll be so many... photos taken. What's my picture? Why do I need that? I don't need that. So I know it's probably going to be spectacular, and I wish I'd driven to Arnold or somewhere, but I doubt seriously that I will. One, I don't like crowds. I don't want to get in that traffic. But I get it. Well, once you're 8,000 years or something, I get it.
They said Fox High School is calling off because of that.
Well, they should. It's a big deal. It's students. It's a big deal. I think kids should get out to see that. The great Jack Butler, radio legend, just walked in the studio. Jack, how are you? It's okay. You can just go fine so they can hear you. Go on.
Fine.
Yeah, see, I told you.
No.
No,
not the whole thing.
That's that old Jack Butler humor.
Comedian. This is why he's off the air. That's why he's not working. Right there. That kind of stuff. All right, before we get out of here, and we will have time to come back and I can say my piece, right?
Yes.
That I want to say to the police officers. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Homes, said these words to me today. Where you go, we go. That's good to hear. Makes you feel good. Here's what... where we want you to go, and that is to, it's De Pere, technically. It is about a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester, and that's where their showroom is. You can also go to their website, which is thompsonprice.com, Unless you started listening today, you know what they do. They remodel kitchens and bathrooms. And there are a lot of people that do that. I don't know how many kitchen bath remodeling companies there are. 100? I don't know. I know that some of them do crappy work. Some of them don't do a total remodel. It's partial. You can't remodel any kitchen for $5,000. You can't do it. You can put a paint on a cabinet, maybe put in a new refrigerator. Well, maybe. But you can't remodel the way we're talking about. We're talking about a kitchen, a spectacular kitchen, that doesn't exist anywhere but in your house because it was custom made for you. Same for the bathroom. I like the new higher toilets, by the way. Those taller ones.
Oh, yeah. Comfort Heights.
Aren't they the greatest? Yeah. They're great, man. We had a toilet put in, and I thought, hey, I want all of them to be this tall. But now back to the other stuff. Thompson Price, here's what we want you to do. If you think about remodeling a kitchen or bathroom, we don't care how many people you talk to. In fact, the more the better, because that will make them look even that much more thorough, because they have a process, a thorough process. Just make sure the word, the name, Price, is in at least one of the companies you talk to. That's it. That's all we ask. Give them a chance. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com.
Time for a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
Okay, Dan, they're working with an accident now. Well, first of all, there's one really serious accident. They've shut the highway down southbound 67 south of Highway 110 down past DeSoto because it's a couple of overturned vehicles. They're working with an accident now on southbound Highway 170 near Del Mar that has traffic at a standstill from Page down to that point. Northbound drivers a bit heavy from Forest Park Parkway up through Del Mar. We have, eastbound Highway 70 stop and go from the Earth City Expressway, and that goes all the way into Jennings Station Road. Also, southbound 270, just a stop and go pocket between Olive down through Highway 40, and then some slow areas from that point down through Big Bend. Also, it looks like we have eastbound 40 drivers because of baseball jamming up from Mason all the way in through Big Bend. This traffic report is brought to you by Boost Mobile. Switch to Boost and get two lines with 3 gigs of 4LGTE data per line for only $50. Plus, get up to 2 free LGX power phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Brought to you by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, proud sponsor of the St. Louis Football Club. For the best selection and price on quality name brand tires, and for expert professional automotive service, make your first choice Dobbs. Click on gotodobbs.com for details.
Commence countdown.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Get ready. We are just 4 weeks away from Mizzou's first game of the season as the Bears of Missouri State come to Columbia to take on the Tigers. Get every pass, every play, right here on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
3 out of 4 Americans can't pass a basic retirement quiz. Get a retirement crash course that could put your retirement in the fast lane on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring the right people for your growing business. That means finding the right candidates with a powerful suite of tools. Tools that are easy to use and get the job done quickly. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Simple. Set up screener questions to help you find more qualified candidates. Simple. Review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews from a user-friendly dashboard on your phone, tablet, or desktop. Simple. Indeed is hiring made simple. And simple works. An independent study proves 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
I almost thanked a group of police officers today, but they were working a bad accident, and I don't think they would have appreciated that, but you should every chance you get. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your
nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
It's the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Nick!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan. Goodbye, Dan. Bye, y'all.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Wake up to Fox 2 News in the morning.
Yeah, I'm waking up. Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Boy, a truly bizarre accident on Interstate 55. Tonight, hear from a man who survived it. And you'll see why he says a guardian angel was behind the wheel.
That evidence shows Stockley is guilty. Stockley is guilty. Stockley guilty of first-degree murder.
The brother of a man killed by a former St. Louis police officer is speaking out today. What he says that former officer did on the stand that proves he shot his brother.
Public transportation downtown is getting better. The improvements that will greet riders on Monday.
But first on Fox 2 News at 6, an all-new, a man survives one of the most